WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the drawing board for Republicans trying to craft a spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The bill put forth by House Speaker Mike Johnson, now dead after billionaire Elon Musk stepped in and said he didn't like it.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime, and asking, ever seen a bigger piece of pork? Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Workers at seven Amazon facilities are on strike. The Teamsters trying to negotiate for better pay. Amazon says the Teamsters don't represent as many workers as they say they do, and that package deliveries ahead of Christmas will not be affected. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell markedly last week, following a big increase the week before. Watching the Market says they open after yesterday's 1,100-point drop in the Dow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. A Dane County judge has put his ruling reversing parts of Act 10 on hold, at least for now. Judge Jacob Frost ruled that most of Act 10 is unconstitutional, including one of its most controversial provisions that remove the right to collective bargaining for most public workers. The Republican-led legislature is appealing his decision and is asking him to pause his ruling. Essentially, he's agreed to a temporary pause while he makes a decision on a final pause. The case goes to court again on January 24th, so the judge's stay will be in effect at least until then, maybe longer. Madison Teachers Inc. had already demanded a bargaining session with Madison Metropolitan School District leaders, so now they'll just have to keep waiting. Grief can be especially hard during the holidays, and now the whole Madison community is feeling it. Melissa Kay explains some coping strategies.
It's okay to say no to invitations or certain responsibilities during the holiday season. The festive occasions can be difficult. Janet Wimmer, a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health, says grief can feel heavy this time of year.
Grief is especially big around the holidays, especially if it's the first holiday after the loss of a loved one.
There are support groups and bereavement group options in the area, and there are a variety of hotlines that you can call to talk through your grief. Wimmer said it's also important to reach out to family and friends. This is also a good time of year to emphasize self-care.
For those who just find themselves really stressed, take a step back. Slow down all of the things that you're running at doing and take time to breathe deeply and take a few moments for yourself.
For Mental Health Help, Madison has a new webpage with resources. You can just head to cityofmadison.com/resources. Agrace also has a grief support center, and you don't need to be connected to any other Agrace services. Everyone is welcome. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith, Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I think they are salivating for the opportunity to prosecute journalists for leaks of supposed national security information. I think that they've already threatened to revoke the licenses for stations affiliated with some of the major networks. They are already, as you mentioned, likely to sue a lot of media outlets for supposed defamation and other supposed offenses. I suspect a lot of the wealthy allies of Donald Trump will underwrite those lawsuits. I suspect that they will deny information to major media outlets routinely. I suspect that they will threaten advertisers for major media outlets as well. So they will do everything to undermine public confidence in the press, to further undermine public confidence in the press.
Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy bird flu, happy government shutdown. Happy bye-bye freedom of the press. Yep. Look who's here.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend. CarlFrisch.com. Hiya, Carl.
Good morning. You know, somebody told me they wish that Donald Trump would have like his Ebenezer Scrooge, Three Ghosts of Christmas visits. And I said it wouldn't do anything. He would just sue them.
Yes, exactly. Can I just say Jody, you've been in the theater like Mama has. It's like the Wrecking Ball, you know, it's like if they were filming, what's that, the song, Wrecking Ball? Like in someone.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, they let it go early. Because apparently they're going to destroy the government before they even get in. The wrecking ball is, the chaos has begun.
Well, it's like that Peter Pan production that you see with the, you know, Peter Pan yes. flying into the into the scenery and knocking it over.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Carl, even for you, someone that's marinated in this for years, oh my God. So I guess President Musk has ordered President Trump to order the Republicans to not pass this bill and shut the government down. And they're not even in office yet.
Yeah, two things. One, if people want Musk gone, we need to keep talking about him as President Musk.
That's right, President Musk.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Donald Trump will take that very kindly.
You think so? He won't like that President Musk thing?
Yeah, I think...
So we should stop saying President Musk is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I think we should definitely. I think that becomes his first name. If somebody has not created the Twitter account yet, they should. So you've got that. But also... just the insanity of wanting to enter during a government shutdown makes absolutely no strategic sense whatsoever.
Right, so he can go, oh, look at the mess I'm inheriting that they will have created. I mean,
well, they will have created and they will have to solve before they can move on to anything else.
Right.
So, you know, they will use it as an excuse to go after Medicare and Social Security, which, by the way, is what the far right in Congress has wanted to do with these shutdowns forever.
Thank you.
And so... you know, it is not wise for an administration to start with such a fundamentally unpopular legislative agenda.
But it would
be much safer for him to start on something that maybe he could actually get some support for.
But the gaslighting will be turned up to 11, just so you know. And the disinformation, Vance, J.D. Vance's tweet? Anybody that supports a bill that doesn't take care of the Democrat quicksand known as the debt ceiling should be primaried and disposed of as quickly as possible. Oh, my God, this is just what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Governing by bullying and chaos and blaming the Democrats for everything. I'm like, what are they talking? He's the one that ran up $1 trillion in debt more than any other president ever.
Period. Full stop. I mean, that's before President Musk even takes office.
President Musk, do you say?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All of this before Musk has even taken office. And they're not just going to lie. They're going to do it brazenly. And then when the media calls them out on it, you're right, they're going to get sued for it. It's interesting watching what they're choosing to go after. And I do think that they will eventually trip over themselves because Trump can't help but go after perceived slights. I mean, suing a pollster over a poll is a good example of that. They will continue to be distracted by those kinds of shiny objects.
Yeah, going after Liz Cheney with zero evidence or crimes. I mean, part of me thinks we should just sit back, like Jasmine Crockett says, and sip our tea. Matt Gaetz has floated a vengeful plan to rejoin Congress, reveal colleagues' Me Too secrets, and then resign. Maybe we should just sit here, watch the bag of rats kill each other, right? Who knows what he'll do? That's what, because he's obviously went nuclear yesterday that they're going to release the ethics report. Is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow.
Let's not forget, George Santos said the same thing, and look what it got him. I don't think any of them are worried about what Gaetz is going to do, or else they wouldn't have taken these steps.
Right, right. He said, Matt Gaetz said in his meltdown, in my single days, I often sent funds to women I dated, even some I never dated, but who asked. I dated several of these women for years. I never had sexual contact with anyone under 18. Mm. It's embarrassing, though not criminal, that I probably partied, womanized. Don't you love that womanizing is the new term for rape, yep, allegedly? Mm-hmm. And smoked more than I should have earlier in life. I live a different life now. Oh, my God. This I got to say, this must be really bad. What's in this report we're going to see
now
tomorrow?
That he met Nestor, he lives a different life.
Yeah, we will see what's in the report. But I think it's a good indication, or I guess it's a bad indication, of how he's taking it, that we're probably going to be surprised. And mind you, it would take a lot to surprise us at this point with Matt Gaetz. With everything that we've already been told and we've seen reported on, it would take a lot to really shock us. So I think that he's preparing for the worst, and we're going to be very surprised.
Carl, as you know, you and I don't like to engage in Democratic bashing or, you know, Democratic circular firing squad and all that. But, you know, I have to say, we mentioned this yesterday on the show. I really think it's a mistake, this AOC thing. And you know me, I have used the term revere. I revere Nancy Pelosi. I think she will be the greatest speaker in our history. Also, as someone that's had a mom that broke her leg late in life, I'm sure she's in an enormous amount of pain right now. But I think, you know, Chris Hayes, Joy Reid, and others, I think, echoed what I was saying. Chris Hayes said it's genuine madness for Democrats to not take the age issue seriously after AOC lost to Jerry Conley in the bid to be the ranking member on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He noted multiple instances of older Democrats holding on to powerful positions instead of letting younger figures take on those positions. It's not just her age, Carl. I just think she's a great communicator, and a great communicator, you know, on social media and elsewhere, that we desperately need right now. What is your take on that?
I think I'm of two minds. One, you're right that we need her, and I don't think she's going anywhere. I think Jerry Conley is a fantastic member of Congress. He's my congressman.
Yeah.
And he will do a great job in that position, and I think he's earned it. I also think that AOC's not going to go anywhere. It's like she's going to take her toys and go home. The entire leadership of our congressional Democratic caucus transitioned to a new generation because of Nancy Pelosi's leadership. And so I do not think that the American people are looking at who the heads of committees are.
Right.
I think they're more likely to be persuaded by Hakeem Jeffries and the other leaders of the caucus. Obviously, I do think that younger members bring a different, you know, way of work with them to the committee work. But that doesn't mean that they won't be doing that, whether they're ranking members of committees or not. I think Jerry's a great leader for the committee.
As someone of a certain age, I don't, 42? no, but I don't, you know, like ageism, Carl. I spoke out against it, whether it's against, you know, President Biden or Nancy Pelosi or whoever. So I get your point. And that was not a knock on Jerry Conley, who I agree, I think, is, you know. But I just think, you know, you pair this with David Hogg, who I also just thought made some good points. He was talking about, you know, the Democratic Party dismissed his concerns about young voters, particularly young men. And, you know, he was right, obviously. And so I'm hoping that he gets a place somehow on the, you know, the DNC. And he also, I thought, made a point that we've talked about. Was it with Max Burns, mm-hmm. who talked about the Democratic Party spending so much money on consultants instead of, progressive infrastructure, you know, media messaging that we desperately need. So, David Hogg says he plans to fire consultants who help lead the Democratic Party down their path of failure if he wins his recently announced bid to become the vice chair of the DNC. Right. He said he was shut down repeatedly during the 2024 campaign for voicing concerns about the party's outreach to young people. He said we need to build a party that tells people what it needs to hear and not what consultants are paid to just to say whatever people want to hear over and over again where we continue losing. And again, don't want to do Democratic, you know, circular firing squad, but obviously I think there are some valid points there. What do you think?
Of course there are. I mean, we'd be silly to not learn from an election defeat. I think it would be a big mistake. What did we learn after 2000? Let's take a trip back to 2004 when John Kerry lost the presidency to George W. What did we do? We said we could no longer take for granted and not invest in states. We needed to compete everywhere. So we elected Howard Dean to be DNC chair.
Yeah.
And we had the 50-state strategy, and we righted the ship. And what happened a few years later? We elected Barack Obama president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I think we need to, you know, I'm a big fan of Ben Wickler. We'll end up with a great chair, whoever it is. But I think Ben's fantastic. I've known Ben for 20 years. You know, I think we do need fresh ideas and fresh perspective in there. It's always a good idea to shake things up a little bit when you've lost. But I also think we need to be realistic about, you know, I think one of the reasons that the loss stings so much is because it's to Donald Trump.
To disinformation. I mean, and to, as I keep saying, lies. I mean, this one is just, you know, a random one. We were talking about the farmers and hurricane victims who are not going to get funding, you know, who voted for Trump, but because of Trump and Musk and Republicans. And this is just one. Mike from Pennsylvania said the election was decided by hundreds of thousands of self-centered people who decided to deny the Democratic candidate for president their vote in protest of a war that Netanyahu prolonged to help Trump win. Putin's propaganda machine helped by screaming genocide. I mean, there were so many disinformation factors, you know, many of which promoted by President Musk. You remember President Musk.
On President Musk's X-Truth platform.
Yeah. But that's, I think, our job one, don't you think, Carl, is how do you fight this disinformation infrastructure they've built over so many years?
Yeah, I think you've got a couple big challenges. One is infrastructurally, how you build the party back to where it was in 2008 and helped elect Barack Obama, competing everywhere. I think another is how do you compete with the giant messaging machine that the right has in the form of its cable news, its talk radio, its influencers online, et cetera. Certainly are not going to do that. You know, they invest generationally on the right.
Well, that's my point, is while I don't like ageism, you know, when it was against Biden, I think AOC is a really bright light in our party, and I hope she gets some other role, if not this one, because I think, you know, people like she and David Hogg are that's why we platform so many younger, progressive, great progressive voices, because as I say, I'm the old lady in Titanic. I'm about to drop the heart of the ocean and die. So this is not about me anymore, Carl.
We platform young people like Carl Frisch.
Like Carl Frisch,
yes,
youngins.
That's right. Young whippersnapper.
Yes.
You know, I'm firmly in my 20s.
But that's exactly why we do that. And we platform so many people because it's not, I always say, it's not just me, it's the next generation of me and Randy Rhodes and Tom Hartman and, you know, on and on, right?
Well, and we have to. And I do think that's the other side of the coin. So you've got the infrastructure of the party, then you've got the way that we get our message out there to people. You know, I think sometimes we read too much into what is initially said after Election Day. And I think it's still time before we know exactly where the ship has to be righted. Yeah. I think we know a lot of what needs to be fixed, but we still need time to figure out exactly what needs to be righted in which way. But I do think that now is the time to be picking leaders who can do that and who are open to that and who are not just going to maintain the status quo because it protects their reputation.
See, I did the old lady from Titanic joke and you picked it up with righting the ship. And that's why we've been platforming you since you were in grade school, Carl.
Yes, we have.
And now you're the head of the school board. So proud of you.
The president of the school board.
Yes. All right. Love you, Carl Frisch. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yes.
We'll see you in the new year.
I hope you have a nice break.
Thank you, honey. All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Coziest of Earths. Mm-hmm. It might be, you know, everything that's happening out there. In my house, it's a cozy earth. It's a cozy little earth. I'm in my cozy earth pajamas, in my cozy earth sheets,
yes.
In my cozy earth jammies, duvet cover, comforter.
Although you had the light ones on yesterday because it was like 82 yesterday.
I did the short sleeve. Yes I did. I know. Yeah. What was going on?
It was warm yesterday.
Okay. Everybody loves getting cozy earth. Trust me, these are the softest, coziest pajamas. It's the bamboo pajama set or sheet set. They're all made from viscose from bamboo, which is what they discovered makes them so soft, so temperature regulating, so luxurious. Mm. Mm. A 10-year durability guarantee. It's a gift that keeps giving night after night. Men's and women's, the long sleeve or short sleeve bamboo pajama sets, they are my go-to. I love them so much. Order with expedited shipping by December 20th. Wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off at CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text V's may apply.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In official meeting rooms around the country, 538 electors for the 2024 presidential election met December 17th to cast their vote on behalf of their state's results. 13 of those Electoral College electors are accused 2020 fake electors, some of whom still face prosecution. Trump campaign associates coordinated a plot in 7 battleground states to submit a fraudulent slate of Republican electors. The plot failed when Vice President Mike Pence refused to participate and certified the results. The alleged fake electors in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Mexico, Georgia, and Arizona were investigated by state officials, the January 6th committee, and the special counsel. Fake electors in Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona still face trial. Nevada prosecutors just refiled charges December 12th. No charges were brought in New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. 13 of those electors were renominated by their state Republican parties as electors in 2024. 6 of the 15 awaiting trial for forgery in Michigan were renominated. 6 Nevada electors were reindicted last week on forgery charges, 2 of whom were renominated. Still unclear is whether Trump will include the fake electors in his promised pardons for those accused and convicted for the January 6th insurrection. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller. All the bells are ringing out. It's
Christmas all over again. Christmas came early for the Stephanie Miller Show, thanks to Anne and lots of other very generous people who have donated to the show to help us. Stay on the air here and upgrade our equipment, etc. Anne writes, hookers and blow. Steph, I laughed so hard when you said yesterday this is how you were going to spend the money on the show. Hookers and blow sound like a country and western band that Cokie and Gummy would play on their morning show.
Someone that worked for my mom donated as well.
Oh, thank you. Aww. Someone who worked for Carol Burnett. Thank
worked
you very much. And if hookers and blow will make it easier for you to get through the next 4 years, have at it. Thanks for keeping us informed and laughing. You're welcome, Anne, and thank you for the hookers and blow. And get on some new doohickey and a thingamajig and a whatever
stuff.
Stupid
very thing. Boring stuff.
All right.
Stuff with the things and the people.
Malcolm Nance gave great Vive la Resistance instructions yesterday. I didn't get the whole because we know our beloved Mark Hamill, who just did L.A. Sexy Liberal. So January 20th, Malcolm says, should be a national day of resistance through music in honor of Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker. Every person spend the next month buying a kazoo, and the moment after they delete their Twitter accounts when Trump is inaugurated, they play the Imperial March on their kazoos. I like it. It's silly. It's immature. It's fantastic. It's what Orange Vader deserves. Then splash the videos during your week-long blackout onto social media. That way you can have some fun, make up your own inauguration march with finger puppets, paper cutouts, claymation, and a kazoo.
We got a Calliope.
Who doesn't love a kazoo?
We got a Calliope playing Imperial March.
There you go. Or use a Calliope if you know what that is or how to use it. Okay. Speaking of all, our beloved JoJo from Jersey. Mama was so proud. Did you see the picture of all our beloveds, Allison Gill and Dana Goldberg and JoJo from Jersey and Politics Girl at the White House?
And Olivia Troy was there, too. She just...
at the White House.
She's and Cox Richardson.
Yeah.
For the holiday party.
Olivia Troy said it was really weird to be at the White House again after what
I bet.
Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
But she looked beautiful.
Yeah, her
in the
sense
photo.
Memory must yeah. have been like...
Lindy Lee's invitation get lost? Okay.
Oh, Ms.
JoJo from Jurors tweets, dear Price of Eggs voter, the melon-hued moron you elected says lowering prices will be too hard, but making Canada our 51st state would be a piece of cake. Priorities, am I right? Okay. Oh, I'm going to save this for John Fugelsang tomorrow, but does this sum up everything about where we are in America and why, how we got here? An extremely MAGA televangelist from Mississippi who claimed faith in Donald Trump as God's newest prophet was more powerful than any drug on earth, just got arrested for running a meth lab in the basement of his church.
Naturally.
Yeah.
That is magic. That
makes
is a
sense,
magical
it
story.
Just makes sense.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? I read books, especially this one, Tough Broad by Carolyn Paul, is fantastic. Go back to reading books in the time you save not watching, you know, Morning Joe. We will talk to Caroline, author of Tough Broad, next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Remember a couple weeks ago when someone hit the plane on display at the Stoughton VFW and drove off? Well, authorities have found the person they say is responsible. On December 2nd, a neighbor saw a semi-truck hit the plane and speed off. The plane was knocked onto its nose. Special Air Force members had to come stabilize it. Authorities say they managed to track down a 32-year-old truck driver from Massachusetts. They wrote him a ticket. He may have to pay a fine of $187, but he could also be ordered to pay restitution. He'll be in court January 15th. We've seen lots of scams circulating Wisconsin in the last few weeks, and one of the best pieces of advice to protect yourself is to just ask a friend or family member before you do anything rash after being contacted. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
And if you're hitting the road ahead of Christmas, you'll be happy about gas prices. The national average will likely hit $2.95 per gallon on Christmas Day. That'll be the lowest we've seen on Christmas since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say prices should finally feel a little more like normal for Americans filling their tanks after the budget-breaking levels we've had in recent years. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlow over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlow Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlow to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines, and we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List, Text to Win Contest, and fabulous prizes. We'll tell you how to do it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Face the Fats campaign.
He believes that we have simply traded in infectious diseases for chronic diseases.
He thinks that, vaccination and pasteurization have made us unhealthy. He has consistently said that vaccines don't work, that they're unsafe, and that when data show him that he's wrong, like the notion that MMR, or measles, mumps, rubella vaccine causes autism, he simply doesn't believe it because he has a fixed, immutable belief system that he holds with the strength of a religious conviction. He is a virulent anti-vaccine activist. Why would we think he would behave any differently were he to be the head of Health and Human Services?
Dr. Paul Oft, who is a doctor, so what does he know? Polio's bad, vaccine's good, whatever. Okay, so listen, you two were not here. We had Alexandra Paul on the happy hour a few years ago, the fantastic Baywatch actress.
That's
and
right.
Animal rights activist. And she said at some point, did you know that I have an identical lesbian twin sister?
Oh, stop it.
Stephanie Louise, do not hit
on said,
this woman.
I said, what now?
She's never coming back
now. And she said she's a firefighter, and she's a best-selling New York Times author.
Awesome.
Author of Tough Broad, Gutsy Girl, Lost Cat, East Wind Rain, Fighting Fire, You Are Mighty, and a little tea book. And then cut to 2 months ago, I'm at Lisa Bloom's birthday party. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Alexandra Paul. Wait, am I seeing double? Everybody say good morning to Caroline Paul.
Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I love, first of all, your story that you get mistaken for your sister all the time, even when you were in full firefighting gear, which is fantastic.
Well, I mean, Alexandra was actually technically a firefighter as a Baywatch lifeguard because they're under the L.A. firefighters.
Right.
Oh.
So it's just another weird identical twin thing that she was a firefighter on TV and I was a firefighter in real life.
I was wondering if that happened, like you were going into a fire and they're like, oh, that's so cute. Are you shooting? You're like, no, I'm a real, get out of the way.
No, that actually did happen. Yes. There was a civilian who stepped in front of my officer as I had already run in and said, are you shooting a movie? And he said, no, this is a fire. Get out of the way. And he said, why did the Baywatch girl just run in there?
That's funny. You're like, this is such a realistic movie fire. So now this, can I just, first of all, I feel your pain because I get mistaken for Pamela Anderson all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes David Hasselhoff, but you know, it's, so this, okay, this is called From Boogie Boarding to Wing Walking, How Outdoor Adventure Improves Our Lives as We Age. The book is Tough Broad. And that is, now you are 61 and that is you walking on the wing of a plane that is in the air. Is that correct?
Yes, that is, yeah. My publisher said you have to be on the cover. I wasn't happy about it, but the paperback, I'm not on the cover.
Okay.
Now, I think I mentioned to you I lie about my age because Carol Burnett, Jody's mom, has decided I'm 43, so that's what I'm going with. However, can I just say, Carolyn, I am someone that just injured myself sleeping the other night because I on my shoulder or something, I was making room for my two 10-pound dogs. So this is all these women of unbelievable ages that base jump and wing walk and what's the other, what's the paragliding? Is that the other?
I flew a gyrocopter. I learned how to fly a gyrocopter for the book.
Which
to
is
try to show that we can learn new things as we age.
Well, I was going to say, this is why we started with science before we got to you, because this is a deeply researched exploration into the science and psychology of the outdoors and our place in it as we age. So you and I talked about, we all have different tolerance for risk, because some of that I'm like, oh, my God, no. But I cycle outdoors, and so that I guess that has a certain degree of danger. I sent you video of me biking up the 5 freeway, but I did that by accident, not, you know. But I mean, that's because some of it, like some of this is not, there's bird watching, other stuff in here, right? So it's not necessarily, it's about being outdoors, right? And about adventure. So talk a little bit about where this came from.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, I want you to like embrace your current age because I think you're around my age.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, of all the women I interviewed, they all said that the 60s was their favorite decade.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
Not the 30s.
Right.
I mean, seriously, so we need to embrace. So that's what the book is about, because what I found is that women tend to pull back as they age and narrow their life because we've been told our bones are breaking and we're on a cognitive decline. So I went out and started interviewing people and looked at the research that says, no, that we should stay outside and we should pick an activity that offers exhilaration and physical vitality, which is basically adventure. So whatever your definition is. So yeah, I interview a bird watcher, but I also hang out with a base jumper. It's the only thing I didn't do. I did not base jump. But the point being is that when you go outside and have an adventure, you upend your own expectation of what you can and cannot do.
Right.
And that like opens up your life.
Right. Yeah. Well, I love the outdoors. I'm a big, you know, hiker and cyclist and all that. And I think it's particularly timely now, Carolyn, because everybody is saying in this like really depressing, dark political time, you need self-care. You need to take care of yourself. You need to do what you love with the people that you love, because it's all and you need some balance from the news, politics, whatever you want to call it. Right. I mean, that's part of what getting outdoors does for you. Right.
It does. I mean, there's actually a lot of science behind just how medicinal going outside is, like actually helps your blood pressure, your inflammation markers, and your whole emotional well-being on a really chemical level. So this isn't just about like, let's have some leisure time and have fun. This is almost like, hey, you take pharmaceuticals every day, like some pill some doctor told you with terrible side effects. Let me tell you that going outside and imbibing in nature and also picking an activity that really just exhilarates is an incredible antidote to not feeling well. In fact, here's one. Let me just tell you, if you remember nothing else about this interview, you should remember this. The way we look at our own aging predicts how well we age. So if we have a negative view, like you might a little bit.
No,
you're pretending to be 43.
I'm just a liar. That's different.
Well, if you have a negative view of your own aging, you have a much higher chance of getting sick earlier. And if you have a positive view, they've found that you're happier, healthier. Yeah. You live 7 years longer. You have to have a positive view of your own aging. And when you get outside, guess what? That's what it does. It makes you feel vital and in the moment. And there you are. That's the best pill you can take.
Yeah. Let me just say it's a joke, Caroline. Anyone can Google me and find out how old I am. Okay. We call it the big lie of the Stephanie Miller show. But, I mean, the women in this book are fascinating. 93-year-old hiker Dot Fisher-Smith, 80-year-old scuba diver Louise Holy, 52-year-old base jumper Drew Brooks, the many septuagenarian wave catchers who boogie board together in the San Diego surf. I always say this when I'm riding with my bike club, is it does make me feel like a kid again. I feel like I'm in my kid bike gang, you know, riding around. And it's sort of the word I would use is joy, is the way a lot of you describe these women's experiences. Joyful, playful, right?
Yeah, I mean, play is something that as adults we decide that we don't really need anymore because that's, you know, frivolous and for kids. But in fact, play, they found by the research, says you've got to keep playing to keep healthy, to keep your brain active. So good on you for biking and playing with your. And also, hey, Stephanie, why are those attributes of fun and a little bit of recklessness and, you know, adventure? Why are those reserved for youth? Like, we should embrace those, too. All throughout our life.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's inspiring. And I told you, I particularly enjoyed the chapter about your mom getting into cycling because I love cyclists. That's my passion. So,
well, first of all, thank you for reading the book, the whole book. I know you did.
Oh, I don't ever do that. I don't ever do that. They can tell you, Mom.
I'm sorry, you're a liar. So those.
No. I read your whole book.
Did read.
You know, because I texted you my reviews. And I.
I know, it's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
biking is transformative, and it's something we did as kids, so you can pick it up now.
Yeah.
At 60, 61, 62, like my mom did. It changed her.
Well, you know, and also, I was saying, I just think people, I keep saying this, you know, we are going to really, they call us the resistance. I mean, we're going to have a tough fight ahead in this second Trump administration. You got to take care of yourself. And so we always tell people, you know, we're all kind of health nuts here, but to do stuff like this, you know, and do stuff that takes you away from whatever it is, right? News cycles, politics. And also, I just love the feminism of your books, because a lot of women are depressed that we now lost the opportunity for the second time to have a female president who was strong and joyful. Talk about, because one of your first bestsellers was Gutsy Girl. So talk about that through Tough Broad, like what the theme, because it's kind of been the theme of your life, right?
Oh, I just noticed that we kind of encourage girls to be scared all the time. As parents, we're cautioning them, and we don't do that with our boys. And we do it to protect them. We think we're protecting them by being scared. They won't walk down that alley. They won't talk to that stranger. But in fact, you know, as we age, we realize how scared we are and how timid and how, you know, willing to give up our agency. And we try to fight that. That's what Lean In and all those books are about. And Gutsy Girl is an encouraging book trying to teach girls to be brave through going outside and playing outside. So it's for middle graders. And You know, I think that tough bought is not about being brave per se, but it is about embracing the exhilaration, basically, and the uncertainty of the outdoors in our lives. Because we're in such a great stage right now, 50 and above. It's a great, great time for women.
You know, I so am inspired by what you do, because I was saying, right, Jody, one of the saddest tweets we read right after the election is someone said, stop telling your little girl she can grow up to be president. She can't. And that was one of the, you know, sad messages I thought of that I hope little girls don't take to heart from, you know, but you can understand after Hillary and Kamala, there is a rethinking of misogyny in this country. So, you know, I think anything like your work and your books that empower women is fantastic. So,
well, not only that, but women have to get together. See, we've been taught to sort of view each other as competition. Yep. It's just not true. We need to like bond together and stand up, because we are like 51% of the population, and we're healthier.
Yeah. Most of the, and tend to live longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and also I was thinking, it's so funny. I think I told you that last time I ran into Alexandra. She's like, okay, well, I got to go save some pigs. I was like, oh, okay.
But, you know, she rocks. My twin is amazing. Always trying to live up to her. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's and so kind. Oh, my God. People don't realize, you know, they think any famous Hollywood actress is a certain way. But I guess my point is, I know activism sort of runs in your family. And I don't know if you see what you do as activism, but I think it is. I mean,
it's subversive activism. I sort of try to embed like important ideas in really cool stories. You know, these women were telling, you know, who jump in the cold Pacific Ocean at 62 years old and find it transformative. It's fun to write about. It's fun to participate in, because I do pretty much every adventure with these women to find out, to talk about the science and except base jumping, because my family was like, no, you don't base jump. You're too accident
prone. I love your sister, and I loved you instantly when I met you. So when I first started reading this, I think I texted you, because I was like, oh, no, don't base jump.
Yeah, exactly.
I was already like nervous for you.
I went bird watch.
Yeah, that's it.
Which was so fun.
It was like the airplane. I was like, no. But I mean, did your family or, you know, loved ones, they've obviously been nervous for you with some of this stuff that you've done in the past, right? I know you had a crash,
they don't
right?
get nervous. Excuse me?
You had a crash, right, in your gyroscope?
Or? I did, and I wrote about that in a book called Lost Cat. I did have a crash, and you know, most of the time my family doesn't know about the close calls until after I write about it. So the Betsy girl is kind of full of mishaps as well. And but it's still an encouragement, believe it or not, to go out and do things, because you so learn from your mistakes. And, you know, I mean, a crash is an anomaly. I don't do that often. And
oh, good.
That was something I couldn't really hide. But, you know, a lot of other of my mishaps were simply incredible learning experiences.
Yeah, yeah. I think I told you I dated a Hollywood stunt woman for a minute. And that was one of my favorite conversations. We were on the phone and she goes, okay, I got to go drive my car off a bridge so Godzilla can step on me. I was like, okay, bye-bye. What? Oh!
That's amazing. I do know a stunt woman, and she's really interesting and amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you are brave, and we need more brave, tough broads. The book is really fantastic, and I'm telling you, you need it right now. You need it to empower yourself and just be inspired. And thank you so much for enduring my...
Thank you, Stephanie. We'll go cycling. You'll take me on some dangerous I-5 route.
Yeah, backwards.
And I will not do almost everything in this book with you, but anything else. All right, Caroline Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Caroline.
See you soon. There she goes.
Bye.
Tough
Bye.
Broad. She's a tough broad.
Yes,
you know
she
what I'm
is.
Saying. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The state of the world. Particularly this morning. Is this morning particularly? Is it me? Is it worse or less? Better or worse?
Better or worse?
Better or worse? Better or worse?
Like being an
I'm going to say worse.
One or two.
In Trumpageddon, where are we?
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Okay. You can make a difference, little teeny tiny you. Yes, you can. Just switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. They are the nation's only progressive phone company. You know when you're thinking about, like, which skeevy tech billionaire should you get in bed with? Just to hear, look, you can feel good about yourself. They share your values. They give money to progressive nonprofits. They're going to need us more than ever right now. They've given over $95 million to amazing organizations like Planned Parenthood, on and on. Jody Hamilton's been doing it for 20 years.
I know.
And she gets to vote on
where her
cash goes. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam, and you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist.
Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller. Santa baby, slip a saber under the tree
for me. Been an awful good day. A picture of me and Jody Hamilton just came up.
Aw, see?
Do what you love with who you love. I like to koala on Jody Hamilton.
Yes, she does.
In a super needy, clingy way.
Yes, she does.
All right, can I just say, speaking of which, you know, do what you love with who you love, do whatever you need in this Trumpageddon that we're currently, this nightmare that we're finding ourselves in. I'm totally with the lady, there's a guy, that brought her emotional support Great Dane on a flight.
I'm with the lady, too.
I'm with the lady. Whatever we need to get us through the night.
I mean, she should buy a seat.
Did she buy a seat for it?
She should.
I don't know. Oh, it's a man. I'm sorry, not a lady.
A
man
a seat.
Who brought his Great Dane on a recent flight has been slammed by fellow travelers. Oh, lighten up, Francis. With many people arguing the pet causes emotional distress. Oh, you know what?
Please.
It got more than 5 million views on Instagram. A female flight attendant at the door could be heard greeting the dog owner. Hey, welcome aboard, she said unenthusiastically before the Great Dane proceeded to step on her foot. Ow, the airline worker explained as the man quickly apologized. As someone who has been stepped on by a Great Dane, they are not like.
Did it leave a dookie in the aisle?
No.
No? Okay.
He apologized quickly. So the person that posted the clip said, have we taken the support animal thing too far?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you'd be a bastard on the bastard person side. Somebody tweeted emotional support for one person, emotional distress for hundreds. Oh, please. Just loosen your sphincter. And then someone said, so you put that dog next to someone who has dog trauma or allergies.
Allergies, yeah.
I'm with the people who said, I'd rather this than a bunch of rude screaming kids. That dog can sit next to me anytime. And someone else said, oh my God, that flight attendant pissed me off. That big baby can sit next to me anytime.
I'd rather have neither. Neither the Great Dane nor the kids. It's like a nice, quiet flight.
Is there a Great Dane and the screaming baby-free airline?
Please?
He's a great big boy. I want to sit next to him.
No, Marmaduke, you're not allowed on this sofa.
He's too big for that plane.
He brings his dog on planes all the time, and his dog's like a golden retriever. It's not a small dog.
It's one long episode of Marmaduke. Mm-hmm. That dog's too big. He can't fit in the seat. Okay. John Fugelsang tweets, you know what's scarier than the Pentagon having a secret drone program? A blackout drunk in charge of the Pentagon having a drone program.
Mm-hmm.
You think the drone problem's bad now? Woo! Yeah, he is not just a drunk. He is a leaving a party horizontally blackout drunk. Okay. Christopher.
Yes.
Who said, I used to think the worst thing in life was to end up all alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel all alone.
Baby New Year.
No! Robin Williams said that, which made me feel better about being a single loser. Thank you, Robin. Okay, let's go. Let's go to Karen in Chicago. I'm never alone because Karen's always here with me.
Yeah, you're always buried
always
in her bosom.
Here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hi. you know, oh my gosh, Carolyn, did you say she's a lesbian?
I certainly did. I perked my ears up.
She's a hottie, hottie, boombolati.
Yes. Well, she's Alexander Ball's identical twin. So, yes. If you're identical to anyone on Baywatch, yes, chances are.
Listen, and you will not be alone for long with that one.
Oh, so. She lives in San Francisco, and nobody is interested in me. So let's just move on. Go ahead.
Oh gosh. Okay. So, you know, I came across this ABC article, and here it is. Democrats' playbook to beat Republicans in 2 years, work with them now. And I'm going to say no, 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 yet, yet, yet. We have got to call our Democratic leadership that are speaking out like the Dan Goldman, you know, calling Elon Musk President Musk is absolutely brilliant. And we have got to tell them, no, this is the problem with Democrats. Because we care so much, we want to stop the bleeding. We don't want Americans to suffer.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Until the Americans suffer at the hands of the Republican Party, they're not going to learn the lesson. Because then the Republican Party can spin it any old way they want. And so we have got to be obstructionists now. Wow. And to hang every single piece of horrible legislation, everything that does not get done for the American people.
Karen in Chicago, chaos agent. Frangela next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. Christmas preview.
And we're going to talk to Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Season's greetings from me, Gordy Young, from John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. You know, for me, nothing says happy holidays like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hope you enjoy the festivities of this special time of year, too.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has waived extradition and will soon be on his way from Pennsylvania to New York. When he arrives, Luigi Mangione will face an 11-count indictment, including first-degree murder and terrorism. An appeals court in Fulton County, Georgia, ruling that DA Fonnie Willis should be disqualified in President-elect Donald Trump's election interference case. ABC's John Santucci with more on what happens next.
The DA and the DA's office, the Fulton County District Attorney's office, is completely removed from this case. Does not mean the case goes away. Georgia has a policy that when this happens, it basically goes to a board of other DAs, and they decide on another office in the counties around Fulton that would pick it up. So another district attorney would then take the case.
President-elect Trump and Elon Musk stepping in to help kill a bipartisan spending plan that would have averted a government shutdown next week. This is ABC News.